When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to the Great Pop Culture Debate Primer for our episode devoted to the best 2000s Broadway musical. I'm Eric Resniak, and I'm going to tell you everything you missed in Part 1, which is available exclusively to our Patreon supporters and covers all the Round 1 decisions that went from a Top 32 to a Sweet 16. Part 2 will be available to everyone tomorrow on all podcast platforms. Before we begin, how does this work? We received more than 75 responses to our public poll listing every new musical that debuted on Broadway between January 1st, 2000 and December 31st, 2009. Note that we did not consider off-Broadway shows or revivals. We tallied the votes, ranked the picks by popularity, and added them to a bracket. Then GPCD panelists Curtis Creekmore, Gary Jackson, Joel Bodecker, special guest Patreon supporter Trey Radu Blackburn, and myself argued about it and insulted each other, all for your amusement. Want to play along at home? You can. Head to greatpopculturedebate.com to download the listener bracket for this episode in the polls and brackets section. Do your picks match up with ours? Let us know by dropping a comment on our website or by yelling at us on Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, or TikTok. And with that out of the way, let's review what we covered in round one. First, the majority of the panel would absolutely mourn the passing of ultimate number one seed Wicked, which meant it was time to punch out for 8 seed 9-5. Next, in a battle of two very different musicals about change, the panel preferred the 60s set 4 seed Caroline or Change over the 2000s focused 5-seed American Idiot. So it was a dark day for Green Day as Caroline advanced. Next, it was a unanimous decision for 3-seed The Producers, which ensured that 6-seed The Little Mermaid would not be part of this episode's world. The panel felt motherly toward 2-seed Mamma Mia, which meant that 7-seed The Wild Party met its Waterloo. Next up, two more unanimous decisions as 1-seed Spring Awakening outnuded 8-seed The Full Monty, and 4-seed The Color Purple was more in fashion than The Color Green, taking out 5-seed Shrek the Musical. The panel gave a spoonful of sugar to 6-seed Mary Poppins, who advanced to round 2, marking the unexpected end to the Grail quest of 3-seed Spamalot. More unanimous decisions, 2-seed Avenue Q proved a better location than 7-seed Xanadu, and 1-seed In the Heights packed up Billy Joel's jukebox musical 8-seed Movin' Out. Next, the majority of the panel thought it was written in the stars that 4-seed Aida continued into round 2, meaning it was buongiorno to 5-seed The Light in the Piazza. Next, three unanimous decisions. We decided that 3-seed The 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee had the right sound and was worthy of another round instead of 6-seed Seussical. 2-seed Legally Blonde the Musical bent and snapped up all the votes over 7-seed Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and 1-seed Hairspray could easily stop the beat of 8-seed The Addams Family. The panel was split between 5-seed Thoroughly Modern Millie and 4-seed Jersey Boys, but in the end, the Four Seasons cruised into round 2. The majority felt sweet release as 3-seed Urinetown flowed into round 2, while 6-seed Billy Elliot took its final bow. Finally, in round 1, it's a unanimous victory for 2-seed Next to Normal, which rolled the end credits on 7-seed Title of Show. And that's it. We're down to our singing 16, so make sure you head over to the main feed to find out which 2000s Broadway musical we ultimately picked as the best of all time. Thank you for listening, and if you want to hear the great Part 1 arguments behind these decisions, become a Patreon supporter of our podcast. Otherwise, make sure you subscribe to the show so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes, and head to greatpopculturedebate.com where you'll find the polls that determine what we would debate next and loads of cool bonus content. See you over in the main episode.